Hey, everybody. I'll try again. Hey, everybody. Hey, my name is Matt Malin. I'm the executive and artistic director here at Roulette. Sorry for the delay. Thank you. Sorry for the delay. We were having some technical difficulties with our live stream, but everything's good to go now. I just wanted to say two brief things. Actually, three. So one is that tonight culminates our two interlocking series this November. This month's been a total dream for me, programming dream. In May, we were honored to honor Anthony Braxton at our annual gala. And then this month, we've had three nights of incredible concerts of Anthony's work. On Wednesday this week, we kicked off the Music for Two Pianos series with his piece Composition 95, which hadn't been performed in many, many years. It was beautiful. Ursula Oppens, who first premiered the piece, performed it with pianist Adam Tendler, and Anthony was here in the house, and it was wonderful. This whole week has been an incredible opportunity. It feels like a really special thing that Roulette is able to do. This space sort of suits it, and our stage has the space for it. And so I really am grateful that we've been able to have this four nights of special concerts with two pianos on our stage, and some of the most incredible composers and artists of our time featured. The second thing I wanted to mention to you is we have benefit concerts coming up, and I really hope that you can all come and help support Roulette. Next week, there's only a few tickets remaining for a show that was organized by John Zorn. It's an improv night in the Derek Bailey tradition. John has put together an incredible group with Laurie Anderson, Mark Ribot, Kenny Woolison, Jim Staley, founder of Roulette, co-founder of Roulette, Ikue Mori, just an incredible group of people who will be doing subsections of smaller groupings of improvisation. And then a few weeks later in December, on December 11th, we have a concert with Raven Chacon, John Dietrich from the band Deerhoof, and C. Spencer Yeh performing as a trio, Laura Ortman and Gabby Fluke-Mogul performing as duo, and More Ease performing with an ensemble. That's also going to be an incredible show, and I really hope that you guys can come out. Then the third thing is a little bit of an advertisement. We just launched a membership campaign, and within that campaign, we added two new membership levels. One is an artist membership. It's for anyone who identifies as an artist. It's really a way to just bring in more people to the Roulette community. And we also added a senior and a student membership. They're both slightly discounted from our silver membership. All memberships get free access to a workshop series that we've been doing as part of the Braxton series. We had this incredible workshop about Anthony Braxton's compositional methods. And it was just so exciting to be in the room with a bunch of people that brought their horns and their axes, and it was great. And so we're going to be doing more workshops like that, and memberships get you free access to all those. So it's a great way to just get more involved at Roulette, and I hope that you'll check it out. And also grab a seasoned shell. And so this is an amazing way to end this Music for Two Piano series, to have Jace Clayton bring Julius Eastman's memorial dinner. Two of my favorite artists. So I hope you'll welcome to the stage Jace Clayton, Emily Manzo, and David Friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, this is Aruj Aftab from the Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner. Am I speaking with James?
Yes, how are you?
Thank you for agreeing to do this interview tonight, James. This call may be recorded for quality control purposes. The Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner is a fully owned subsidiary of the Colonial Williamsburg Historic Accurate Company, an equal opportunity employer. All candidates will be considered regardless of sex, race, color, rage, national origin, creed, disability, marital status, sexual orientation, or political affiliation.
Yes, yes.
The Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner acknowledges the need for families to spend time together. Nurturing bonds between parents and their children through art and suffering, the club offers programs and activities that allow families to share in the creative process, to watch Julius, and learn lessons together at each important moment in his life. So you're applying for the family and children entertainer position?
Entertainer? I'm here for the Julius Eastman impersonator job.
Yes, that's the one. We're looking for a highly motivated, energetic, education professional, and family entertainer to be responsible for the impersonation of Julius Eastman at the club's family programs. Activities include getting evicted each afternoon, sporadic piano recitals, leading the group on a tour of Tompkins Square Park, and staffing the gift shop. Every night between happy hour and the death scene, you must perform Evil Dear in full for our audience. Are you familiar with the piece?
Oh, I learned to play piano with that one. Eastman's a genius. I know it like the back of my hand.
And how did you find out about the position?
Oh, I read it in the newspaper listings.
Do you like camping?
Yes.
Please note that if selected, we'll need you to submit a full vaccination form. Do you like to party?
Yeah, of course. I mean, moderation is important.
We were impressed by your cover letter on why you want to be Julius Eastman. The part about historical importance was touching. It really means a lot. Here at the Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner, we're committed to supporting working artists. Can you tell me a bit more about how the position would fit into your creative development?
Oh, I'd be happy to talk about that. First off, I've been a musician for over 15 years, and...
Hold on, James. I need to take this call. Okay, I'm back. Where were we?
I was just starting to tell you about how much Mr. Eastman's life and legacy mean to me. There's something very poignant about his beautiful, fragile music and his lost scores, too, the way they're only partially there. And we need to, you know, reconstruct the memory of Julius as an artist. And of course, the music, which I believe speaks for itself, the music is so...
That's great, because speaking of memory, we've just begun offering free ringtones of Gay Gorilla as part of the membership drive for our nonprofit sister society, the American Circle of Eastman Supporters.
Ringtones?
Yes, ringtones for smartphones.
Oh.
Your friend Eric wrote a really nice recommendation letter for you. He spent nearly 2 years as Julius and was one of our most reliable performers. How's he doing now that he's back at grad school?
Eric's doing really well. He just got his master's, and now he's about to start his PhD in forensic economics.
Oh, that's nice. Another thing that wasn't mentioned in the job application is that we're about to start co-branding the Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner, and we're seeking dynamic partners. We're thinking about doing some work with local food providers and are considering asking a national beverage chain on board. What could you bring to the table?
I used to work at a Starbucks. They sell a lot of music.
One moment. Oh my God, I have to go. It's been a crazy day at the gift shop. First, we ran out of the memorial calendar this morning, and the reorders are all backed up. But we've just had another theft.
A theft?
Yeah, we have a little shoplifting problem. Nobody wants to pay for the crazy neck t-shirts.
Thank you.
Dear James, the Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner's interview team wants to thank you for taking the time to participate in our hiring process through the phone interview stage. As you can imagine, we received a large number of applications. I am sorry to inform you that you have not been selected for this position. We wish you both personal and professional success in your job search and in the future. We appreciate your interest in our organization. Regards, Aruj Aftab, JEMD, Director for the Employee Selection Team. The Julius Eastman Memorial Dinner is an equal opportunity employer. All candidates will be considered regardless of age, regardless of name, regardless of race. Regardless of color, regardless of creed and disability. Ooh. Sexual orientation. Political affiliation, regardless.